You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Praise be to our King Most High for this day of blessing, this day of His anointing upon us, and we are privileged to see another Tuesday. We are here to pray. It's my prayer that as we go through the various Bethel encounters throughout the month, by the close of the month, we'll have a mega testimony in the name of Jesus. Today, we are focusing on standing out by the anointing for service. Standing out by the anointing for service. Now, our theme for the season remains stand out, but this time from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, which reads that, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." And today, standing out by the anointing for service, we ought to understand that to stand out as an anointed minister means to be set apart and, of course, empowered by God's Spirit to serve with excellence and divine effectiveness. We have to serve with divine effectiveness, impacting, and also with excellence, so that we have a good report, inspiring others. Now, the main scripture is from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. It reads that, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." So over here you see outlined here the objectives, or should I put a mission statement by Jesus Christ. In Luke 4:18 to 19, and he read it out himself in the temple. When he went to the temple to read, everybody looking at him, and he was quoting this from Isaiah 61, which had been prophesied about him. So everybody is in the kingdom of God for a certain purpose. There's a reason why you have been saved. You have not been saved just to abide. You have not been called out just for the sake of being called out. There are many, when you ask them that for which reason have you been called, they cannot give you any reason. It's like, "I'm just a believer. Oh, I think Jesus has saved me. That's all, you know." But there's a reason. And here Jesus, as he stated clearly, that he had been sent for a reason. We are anointed by God for a reason. From 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, scripture says that, "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. We are praying today that, "Lord, let your anointing teach and guide me in all that I do. Let your anointing, which we know is the Holy Spirit, teach and guide me in all that I do, so that I can fulfill your purpose. I can fulfill your call effectively and efficiently. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now.
Lord, let your anointing teach me and guide me in all that I do in the name of Jesus. That I'll be able to work efficiently in the anointing of Jesus. Feel kind and emotional. Jesus, feel me to work in the name of Jesus.
Chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. We are praying that anoint me, Lord, to do good and set people free in your name. Anoint me, Lord, to do good and set people free in your name. We are patterned after Christ Jesus. That which the Lord used him to do, Scripture has made us understand that greater and mightier will we do, even in his name. And so we are praying that just like the Holy Spirit, even when Christ Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, let him do the same through us in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now, Lord, like you did when you were on the earth, Lord Jesus, going about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. Because of the anointing upon you by the Holy Spirit, Lord, same way anoint us by the Holy Spirit, anoint us by the Holy Spirit, Lord, causing us, Lord, to do good in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to do good and to set people free, to do good and to set people free. Anoint us, Lord.
sets me
unto good works, unto good works, setting captives free, in the mighty name of Jesus, bringing deliverance to the captive, in the name of Jesus. According to your word in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, let sin be reflected in our lives in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We are praying our third prayer, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. There are people who have carried yokes for years. Yes, it is possible to carry yokes for years. It is possible for families to carry yokes for centuries. It happens in life that people carry yokes for decades. But one encounter with Christ Jesus through your ministration will break that yoke and bring deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this is from Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The Lord, in our ministration, let there be that day where the yokes are broken. Destroy every yoke in my life and ministry through your anointing. So the destruction of the yoke even starts within from our lives as ministers, as servants of God. Destroy every yoke in my life and ministry through your anointing. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Every yoke, Baba, yokes of sicknesses in the name of Jesus, yokes of mind attacks in the name of Jesus, yokes of financial crisis. Every yoke of non-achievement, through being ministers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let every yoke be broken now, 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 now.
Every yoke be broken.
Yokes of spiritual dryness. Yokes of insanity and madness. Yokes of inconsistencies. In the name of Jesus, be broken, be broken, be broken. By the anointing, by the anointing, by the anointing. By the anointing, you said the Lord, he that is in us, being the anointing greater than he that is in the world. By the anointing, the Holy Spirit in us, let every yoke be broken now, now, in the name of Jesus. Yokes of non-achievements, yokes of half-achievements, in the name of Jesus, never complete. Let those yokes be broken. Make the yokes of fear, yokes of faithlessness, broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yokes of self-condemnation.
In the name of Jesus.
If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, I'm inviting you to do so right now, because life starts with Christ Jesus. It is only through Jesus by which we can be connected back to our Father in heaven, the creator, maker, and possessor of all things. As Abraham calls him, the creator and possessor, both of heaven and of earth. In the name of Jesus, I am inviting you right now, just say this short few words after me, believing in your heart, and it shall be so. Lord Jesus, this day I come before your throne. Please have mercy upon me. King Jesus, from this day I surrender my life completely to you. I want you to be the Lord and the ruler over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, so that I can live a life that is pleasing unto you. For Lord, I cannot do it by myself. I surrender every sphere of my life and my heart, Lord, completely to you, that you take charge of my life fully. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I thank you that I'm now a part of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord with a song of worship.
We bless your name, Almighty God, bowing before your throne. We lift you high, Almighty God, bowing before your throne. And I sing, we
ministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Go Music. Stand out with God.